gosh. Hey. What are you doing here? I thought you didn't get back for another 2 weeks. Of course I'm happy to see you. Get over here. God, I missed that. Your hugs, your smell, your everything. Come inside. Ignore the laundry everywhere. My dryer broke, so I'm just air drying everything. My brother isn't with you? He's still exhausted, huh? Yeah, well, 9 weeks straight of driving will do that to a person. What made you guys come back early? So it's not because you missed me. I'm gonna be honest, I've felt pretty empty these past couple months. Yes, I have. For as long as I can remember, the three of us have spent every summer together, and suddenly I'm here all alone while you guys are off on your road trip adventure. I know you did invite me, but I really do wish I could have tagged along. There's just no way my boss would let me take time off to go on a cross-country road trip. Plus, I was kind of busy with moving in. Right, you haven't actually been here before. Wow, it's crazy. So I guess a tour is in order. Well, this is the living room, in case you couldn't tell. And not to be confused with the kitchen, which is right there. See, I find that tours really don't work with studio apartments because you can see just about everything in like 3 steps. But, my bed is tucked away around that corner, which is nice. It's more privacy than most studios. And the bathroom is through this door right here. Do you want something to drink? Sure. So, what's with the suitcase? Have you still not unpacked? Really? So, you just got back and came straight over to my place? You didn't even stop at home first to drop off your stuff? Right, because that makes sense. What's going on? I mean, why did you so urgently need to stop by? Okay, shrug it off. I know that look. It's the same look you had 12 years ago when you and my brother stole my Halloween candy and you refused to fess up to it. Oh, I never forget. You owe me 2 Butterfingers and a Snickers, by the way. Oh, thank you. You like the bed. I, got the blanket from Target, and then the bed itself is off Craigslist. Yes, believe it or not, there are some good finds on Craigslist, once you get past the scammers and stalkers. Do you want to watch something? I think I have a few DVDs we could choose from. Let me see. I have... the first 2 Pirates of the Caribbean movies. The Spider-Man movies. No, the Andrew Garfield ones. I'm sorry. And, Twilight. Those are your options. Unless you want to watch, Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper. Take that back. Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper is a cinematic masterpiece. Yes, the storyline, the soundtrack, the aesthetic. Okay. You don't know what you're missing. You know, it's only fair that I pick the movie. Because every single movie night we've ever had, you and my brother have always teamed up against me when choosing what to watch. I always wanted to watch Hannah Montana, but no, it was always Phineas and Ferb. Okay, every episode is exactly the same. I don't care if that's the point, it is boring. Okay, you know what? Hey, my house, my rules. I am picking the movie. This is what we're watching. And no matter how nicely you ask, I'm not changing my mind.
Would you like to watch Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper? Just select play movie to see the film.
No, you don't. You love me.
Okay, let's go see the movie.
Shh, it's starting. Are you comfortable? I know. That's why I set up the TV in front of my bed and not the couch. It's so much comfier.
Long ago and far away, in a village high on a mountaintop, something amazing was occurring.
Do you hear that? Something amazing.
Identical baby girls were born.
So, what do you think so far? Are you hooked?
The king and queen were overjoyed.
Just wait till the singing starts. An ending. Everyone lives happily ever after. I bet you didn't see that coming. How are we doing? Is your dignity still intact? I'm tired. Can you brush my teeth for me? I don't have the energy. Please, I'll brush yours. You're right, that does defeat the purpose. Hey, are you okay? Honestly, you look like you've been having a hard time. But come on. I've known you forever. I can tell when something's wrong. Why haven't you unpacked your suitcase? You don't want to go home, do you? That's why you came here. You're just putting it off for as long as possible. Is it because of your family? Why didn't you just tell me? It's not stupid. You act like it's no big deal, your family stuff. But I've seen the way they talk to you. You know, I never thought much of it, but over time, it's gotta take a toll on a person. I remember this one time when you came over to hang out with my brother, and he had tons and tons of homework, so you guys couldn't really do anything. But you stayed anyway. You just sat there with him in silence while he practiced long division. I always thought that was so sweet, that you stuck around to keep him company, even though you'd be bored. But that isn't why you stayed, is it? You just didn't want to go home. I should have put that together sooner. No, you can stay here if you'd like. I'm serious. Your suitcase is packed. You're here right now anyway. Stay. Of course. You don't have to be sorry for not going home. You're an adult. They can't ground you for leaving. I mean, how would that work? You have every right to go and grow up and put yourself first for once. You can stay here as long as you want. And the sofa is a pullout, so you can sleep there. Hang on, wait. I didn't mean to kick you out of my bed. You don't have to leave. I'm glad you're here. I'm so tired. I feel like I'm seconds away from falling asleep. I can't help it. My eyelids are getting heavy. There's nothing you can do. I'm sorry. 3, 2, 1. Doing? You're unpacking? Now? Oh my, what time is it? It's 6 in the morning. Why are you unpacking at 6 in the morning? It is way too early for this. You need to get back in bed and go back to sleep. It can wait. What is in your suitcase that you have to unpack right now at 6 in the morning? I'm not gonna stop saying it. 6 in the morning. On a Saturday. It's like a rule. You're not supposed to wake up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday. You're insane. If you're gonna wake up this early, you might as well, make me coffee or something. Wait a minute. Something is missing. Yes. Where are all my clothes? My clothes, the laundry that was hanging everywhere. Because my dryer broke. Where is it? I swear to God, if this is some kind of prank, is this why you woke up at 6 in the morning? So that you could put all my underwear in the freezer or something? Wait. You what? You did not fix my dryer. Because the maintenance guy couldn't even fix it. No, he was supposed to come back in like 2 weeks. What the heck? You fixed it. Oh my gosh. I don't know whether to slap you or to kiss you. You're crazy. Why? Okay, wait a minute. You do not owe me anything. You know that, right? I know, but that's what friends are for. I'm letting you stay here because I want you here, not because this isn't some kind of exchange where now you owe me favors. I don't want you feeling like you're in debt to me. That's not how a friendship works, okay? You do not owe me anything. Okay. Well, thank you. I don't even know what to say. So, what are you unpacking? Your clothes. Do you want to do a load of laundry in my newly repaired dryer? Go for it. I guess I should probably get up. Well, yeah, as long as you're up. No, I'm good. I got enough rest. I could make us breakfast. Yeah, no problem. Okay, I'm getting up. You know, I have a good feeling about this. Us being roommates. I think we're off to a good start, wouldn't you say?